This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 291 for Thursday, March 6th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is on the rise Thursday morning, despite mixed sentiment in comparable oils. There are reports that United States President Donald Trump may be considering tariff exemptions of select agricultural products. Chicago soybean and Malaysian palm oil are higher, while European rapeseed is down. Crude oil is continuing its negative momentum from Wednesday. The Canadian dollar is up nearly half of a U.S. cent compared to Wednesday's close. The May canola contract is up $5.20 per ton at $637.70. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are higher. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported 909,100 tons of 2024-25 U.S. corn were sold for export during the week ended February 27th, up 15% from the previous week. Meanwhile, 52,000 tons of 2025-26 U.S. corn were also sold. Both figures were within trade expectations. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported on Wednesday that ethanol output averaged 1.093 million barrels per day for the week ended February 28th, up 12,000 from the previous week. Ethanol stocks were down 282,000 barrels at 27.289 million. Mexico's Senate has approved a constitutional reform banning the planting of genetically modified corn and will be put into law if a majority of the states votes in favor. The May corn contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.61. The USDA reported 352,900 tons of 2024-25 soybeans sold for export, down 14% from the previous week. There were also cancellations of 216,900 tons to unknown destinations. For 2025-26 soybeans, 54,900 tons were sold. For soy meal, 236,600 tons of 2024-25 crop were sold for export, as well as 100 tons of 2025-26 crop going to Canada. For 2024-25 soy oil, 54,800 tons were sold, well above trade expectations. Solaris cut its Brazilian soybean production estimate by 2.4 million tons at 171.6 million. The May soybean contract is up 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.23. 338,700 tons of old crop U.S. wheat were sold for export, up 26% from the previous week, as well as 77,000 tons of new crop wheat. The U.S. Midwest is expected to see rain and possibly snow over the next 2 days. South Korean importers purchased 98,200 tons of wheat from the U.S. and Canada, with 48,200 tons coming from the latter. RusAgrotrans reported Russia's wheat exports for 2024-25 are expected to total 40.5 million tons, down 1.5 million from its previous forecast. Wheat processors in India are forecasting their country's crop a tight 106 million tons, despite heat concerns. The May Chicago wheat contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.52. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.62. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.93. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, March 6th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.